Today we begin Be'ezer Hashem, Masechta Megillah. The Rav Cheskel says the Masechta Megillah is a skula. If one learns Masechta Megillah, it's a way to grow in Yerushalayim. So Be'ezer Hashem will have grow in Yerushalayim. Says the Mishnah Megillah in the Kras. We all know that the Megillah, we're familiar with the story of Megillah's Esther, with Mordechai and Esther and Achashverosh. The Megillah is read, Bi'ud Aleph, Bi'ud Beis, Bi'ud Gimel, Bi'ud Aleph, Bi'ud Tezvav, either the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th of Adar, Lo Pachas V'lo Yoser, not more or less. Mefarshim speak about the Lashon HaMishnah of Megillah Nikras, that the Megillah is read, whereas the Mishnah at the beginning of Masechta Brachos begins with the words Me'emes HaKoyrin HaShema. There it says a different language indicating an obligation to learn, read, say something. So Farshim say a number of answers. In Masechta Brachos, where we're talking about Krishma, there's a personal obligation for every person to read Krishma. The Megillah, on the other hand, is not something that every person is obligated to read themselves. Rather, it's an obligation that is on the tzibur to hear the Megillah, but we don't have to read it ourselves. Moreover, the Mefarshim say, by Krishma, there is no obligation from what you read the Krishma. You can read it from a Siddur, you can read it from a Chumash, you can read it from whatever you want. However, Megillah, as we know, has to be read from a kosher Megillah. And that's why the Mishnah uses the language of Megillah and the Kras on these days from the 11th through 15th of Adar, Loipachas v'loyoser, not before and not later. The Mefarshim also discuss what's this language, terminology of Loipachas v'loyoser. So they say what the Mishnah is trying to teach us is that in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch discusses what's the halacha if one can't read the Megillah before, will not be around from these and during these dates, from 11 through the 15th of Adar. Can he read the Megillah earlier? And the Shulchan Aruch quotes a Yerushalmi that says that we could already begin reading the Megillah on Rosh Chodesh Adar. That means if somebody knows he's leaving to out of town and where he's going, he won't be able to have any access to Megillah. He can begin reading the Megillah from Rosh Chodesh. So what the Mishnah is teaching us, that our Mishnah doesn't agree with that opinion. Our Mishnah holds that the Megillah cannot be read any other time between the 11th and the 15th. Even though the halacha is that if somebody is leaving before the 11th and knows he won't have a Megillah, the Paiskim say he should read the Megillah without a bracha, obviously, any time after Rosh Chodesh Adar. And of course, if Be'ezer Hashem, Baruch Hashem, he does find the Megillah any time from the 11th through the 15th, he would have to, of course, reread the Megillah. Another pshat that I saw is that there's a shaila that's asked, is why don't we make a bracha by Bedikas Chametz? When we do Bedikas Chametz, we don't make a bracha of Shechyonu. So Mefarshim say, because there's not really a specific time when the Bedikas Chametz has to take place. Because even though preferably the Bedikas Chametz should take place the night before Pesach, under certain circumstances a person is leaving his home and not coming back, he does make Bedikas Chametz earlier. So since it doesn't have a specific time, that's why we don't make a Shechyonu. The Megillah has these specific dates, albeit maybe not one specific day, since it doesn't have one. Since it has all of these days, that's why, these specific days, that's why we do make a Shechyonu when we read the Megillah, even though it has 5 days. There's an interesting Cheshek Shloima. The Cheshek Shloima says that the Megillah is read 5 times. Our Mishnah says that we read the Megillah 5 times. But the Cheshek Shloima says that if you look in the Megillah, the word Purim appears 5 times. Corresponding to the 5 times that we read the Megillah, but the Cheshek Shloima takes it a step further. As we're going to learn, and it's obvious, there are 2 days which are the L'chatchila, the good days, that we read the Megillah. Which are those 2 days? Yudalit and Tezvav. Yud Alf, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, as we're going to learn in the Mishnah and the Gemara, were under certain circumstances added as days that we could read the Megillah. Says the Cheshek Shleimer, when the word Purim appears in the Megillah, twice it appears Malay, Pei, Vav, Reish, Yud, Mem, and the other three times it appears Chaser, because 2 days are the preferable days, and the other 3 days, you're allowed to read them, but they're not L'chatchila, so it's Chaser, it's spelled Purim Chaser. Continues the Mishnah. The cities that have a wall, and we'll discuss this more in the Gemara, why we use this measuring tool from when Yeshua ben Nun entered at Yisrael, Karma Tezvav. Read the Megillah on Tezvav. Kvar Vayaras Kedailus, the villages and the other cities that don't have walls, Karim Yudalad, read the Megillah on Yudalad Adar. So, there's an obvious question when we learn this Mishnah. Yud Dalet comes before Tezvav, right? The 14th comes before the 15th. Moreover, more cities read the Megillah, more places read the Megillah on 14th of Adar than read it on 15th of Adar. So the Mefarshim ask, so why does the Mishnah first mention what happens on the 15th versus what happening on the 14th? Shouldn't we go in the proper chronological order, first mentioning the 14th and then the 15th? So, I saw beautiful teretz. As we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem in the Gemara asks, how does Yeshua ben Nun get into the date to decide when to read the Megillah in a walled city? So the Gemara says, because we want to, it basically boils down to giving cover to Eretz Yisrael. Because we want to show cover to Eretz Yisrael, that's why we start reading the Megillah, and we use Eretz Yisrael, any city that has a wall in Eretz Yisrael. So just like we want to give cover to Eretz Yisrael, and that's why we used Eretz Yisrael as the way to decide which is considered a walled city and which is not considered a walled city, for the same reason our Mishnah mentions the 15th before the 14th, again, bringing out this concept of covered Eretz Yisrael. Continues the Mishnah. Ela, shakfar magdimim l'yom haknisa. Kfar means the small villages. In the small villages, they used to come to town on Mondays and Thursdays. And since they used to come to town for Monday and Thursday, the reason, as the Rishonim explain, is either those were the days when they had the Beis Din in session, so if there were any disputes, they came to town on Monday and Thursday, or because those were the days they read from the Sefer Torah. So the Mishnah teaches us that if Purim comes out not on a Monday or Thursday, Chazal allow people from the villages to proceed reading the Megillah on the Monday or Thursday before Purim. And the Mishnah is going to explain all the various dates to make it easier. There are a number of obvious issues that come up, halachic issues, when we learn this thing. One issue that comes up is this whole concept was because they read the Torah Monday and Thursday. We know that this takon of reading Sefer Torah Monday and Thursday was instituted by Ezra. Ezra is after Mordechai Vester. So how could this come first? So the Mefarshim say that actually the days of reading Torah were Monday and Thursday even before the time of Ezra. Ezra just formalized it, but it was already in existence from Klal Yisrael, from Moshe Rabbeinu's time. Another discussion is the people came in to read Sefer Torah. So the question is, do people is there a chiv to hear Kriyas HaTorah? What is the chiv to hear Kriyas HaTorah? No, the Mefarshim asks like this, is every yachid have a chiv to hear Kriyas HaTorah? Or is Kriyas HaTorah an obligation of the tzibur? When we daven on Monday or Thursday, part of the tefillah has to include Kriyas HaTorah. And the Brisker Rav clearly says that Kriyas HaTorah is a chiv of the tzibur. It's not a chiv of the yachid. So what are we saying that the people come in Monday or Thursday because they have to hear Kriyas HaTorah? Kriyas HaTorah is not an obligation that is on any specific individual. So the way the Mefarshim explain it is that they come in because Monday and Thursday were the market days. And yes, if they're in their own cities, they don't hear Kriyas HaTorah necessarily. But they made it their business to come in Monday and Thursday to do whatever business in the city they had to do, and chaperein hearing Kriyas HaTorah. Another discussion that's held here is they come in by day. They come in the morning, Monday morning, Thursday morning. But we know that the Megillah is read by night. So what about the Kriyas HaMegillah of the night? What do we have accomplished with the Kriyas Megillah at night? So to answer that question, we'll have to speak about a different question. We know there's an Isser in the Torah of Loisus Kodidu. Loisasa Agudais Agudais. Klai Yisrael is not allowed to divide itself into groups. Here we have a situation that Klai Yisrael is being divided up into groups. We have some people reading the Megillah on Monday or Thursday, the people from the villages, and the people that live here in the city read it whatever day Purim comes out. Isn't that a classical example of Loisasa Agudais Agudais? So some Mefarshim say that the issue of Loisasa Agudais Agudais is only when we have a halachic difference of opinion. An example. Let's say the minig of wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So one shul where some people wear and some people don't wear tefillin. So the people that say they wear tefillin hold you have to wear tefillin. The people that don't wear say you're not supposed to wear tefillin. So that's a machlokes. You can't have two such groups under one roof, so to speak. So it's a goodness of goodness. Here there's no difference of opinion. The people who from the villages that are reading on Monday or Thursday don't say that the right day is Monday or Thursday. The people from the city aren't saying that the right day is Tuesday or Wednesday. It matters where you live. So that's not a situation about goodness or goodness. Another teretz is that's what Chazal were masakin. Chazal were masakin. There are different days of Purim depending where you live. But there's another mahalach in Rishonim which we're not going to learn with that mahalach. But it's interesting mahalach. This approach says that the people from the villages did not come to the cities to read the Megillah on Monday and Thursday. They stayed home. But they were told you could stay home and read those days. And then on the day of Purim, as we'll learn in the Gemara, be available to come to the city and bring food that the people in the city should have food for Purim. According to this, it's not a good, it's a good ice. Because these people are in the villages and these people are in the towns. They're in different places. This approach also solves the problem about Megillah by night. Because Megillah by night, they read the Megillah at night in their city and by day in the city. But the approach of Rashi and most Rishonim is that they read in the city. So what about the Megillah by night? So I saw a number of approaches in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that they didn't read the Megillah at night. The Iker Chiv of reading the Megillah is by day, and they only read the Megillah by day. Other Rishonim say that they did the best they could. They brought a Baal Kriya into town, and that Baal Kriya, that's what this seems the way the Mishnah Berurah learns, read for them the Megillah in their villages. Because of course you have to read the Megillah by night, as we're going to learn in this Masechta. Now, continuing with Rashi's approach, that Rashi says that they read the Megillah in the town, because they didn't have the ability to read the Megillah in their villages, and then these Monday or Thursday that they came in, they read the Megillah in town. So the question is, who read for them the Megillah? Obviously, they weren't able to read the Megillah themselves. If they could read the Megillah themselves, they just would have kept Purim the right day and read it at home. So Rashi says that somebody from the town, even though it's not today the day for me from the town to read Megillah, I'm going to hold Purim on the right day, read for them the Megillah. And all the Mefarshim ask from Rashi, how could somebody who's not obligated in something be might see somebody else who is obligated? If I'm not mechuyev for Megillah, today it's not Purim for me, how could my Kriyas Megillah work for somebody who has to hear the Megillah? So some Paiskim extrapolate from here that yes, even if I'm not mechuyev in something, I could be might see somebody else who is mechuyev. And I saw a very interesting halach lemaisa based on that position. I'm not advocating any position. I'm just saying where we could relate to it. The halach is, on Shabbos, we have to make Kiddush. There is no chiyev Kiddush certainly until you daven Shacharis. That means, I'm not saying somebody could eat before Shacharis, but let's say somebody eats a piece of cake in the morning. It doesn't make Kiddush, and I'm a chuyif to make Kiddush. There is no chiyif Kiddush before Shacharis. We also know the halacha is that women are mechuyif b'Kiddush. So what's going to be the halacha? You're going to shul. You go to shul 9 o'clock. By the time you go to shul, your wife had already davened. So if she already davened, if she wants to eat, she's mechuyif b'Kiddush. Could you? You are not mechuyev kiddush. You haven't davened yet. Could you make kiddush for your wife? She's mechuyev, and you're not mechuyev. So I saw from Yitzchak Zilberstein, based on Rashi's position, that just like I from the city, I'm not mechuyev in Kriyas Megillah today, could read the Megillah on behalf of someone who is mechuyev. So too, I can make kiddush for my wife, even though I'm not yet mechuyev in kiddush. Another way of answering the question how who read the Megillah for them is that they read it themselves. And other Mefarshim say that even if somebody from the city read it for them, they followed word by word from a kosher Megillah, and that's how they were mekayim the mitzvah. So the Mishnah begins. Keitzad. Chali is Yudal B'Sheni. If Purim comes out on a Monday, Yudal Adar, so then everybody, Kfarim Vayoros Gedoilos, Karim Boy B'Yoy, even the people from the villages, because it's Monday, everybody reads Megillah on that day. Umbekofa is Chaim is Lamachar, Tezvav is Tuesday, they read it on Tuesday. Chali is B'Shlishi B'Revi. If Purim comes out on Tuesday or Wednesday, Kfarim Magdimim L'Yom HaKnisa, the people from the villages read it on Monday, which will be either Yud Beis or Yud Gimel Adar. V'Yayaros Gedoilus Kaim B'Yom, they read it on Yud Aleph Adar. U'Mekafes Chaimus L'Machar. And the people from the walled city read it on Tezvav Adar. Chalius B'Chamishi. If Purim comes out on a Thursday, Kfarim V'Yayaros Gedoilus Kaim B'Yom, both the people from the villages and from the cities read it on that day. U'Mekafes Chaimus read it tomorrow on Friday, which is Tezvav Adar. So Mefarshim ask, why does the Mishnah have to give us this case? The Mishnah already taught us that if Purim is on Monday, so then even the people from villages read, if Yud Aleph is on Monday, even from the villages read it on Monday. So what's the point of teaching us that if it's on Thursday, the same then applies? The only time you read it earlier is if Purim is not on Monday or Thursday. What's the Mishnah have to teach us both if it came out on Monday and came out on Thursday? So Rashi says that the Mishnah is teaching us that Eim Magdim Yom Knisa like Knisa, that we don't go from Thursday back to the previous Monday, or from Monday back to the previous Thursday. But that still doesn't answer our question, why does the Mishnah have to repeat the case that if Purim came out on Thursday, even the people from the villages read the Megillah on Thursday? Why is it different than if it fell out on Monday? So I saw a beautiful teretz. When Purim comes out on Monday, and we want to precede it perhaps to the previous Yom Kanisa, to Thursday, what date is the Yom Kanisa? It's Yud Adar. Yud Adar is not one of the dates that you can read the Megillah. The first date you can read the Megillah is Yud Aleph. But when Purim comes out on Thursday, what's the previous Yom Kanisa Monday? What date of the week is that? What date of the month is that? Yud Aleph. So I would say Yud Aleph is one of the dates that you're allowed to read the Megillah. So I would say that even though Purim came out on Thursday, but since Monday is still within the dates in which Megillah can be read, the people from the villages should be allowed to go to the previous Monday. Teaches us the Mishnah that if Purim falls on a Monday or Thursday, then everybody reads it only on Monday or Thursday. Continues the Mishnah. Chalios Erev Shabbos. If Yud Dalet comes out on Friday, Kfar Magdim Yom Knisa, the people from the villages read it on Thursday. Vayaros Gedalos Mekavos Chaimus Karim Babiyoy. Both the people from the cities, which Yud Dalet is Friday, and the people from the cities with wall that should read it on Shabbos but can't because of Shabbos, read it on Erev Shabbos. Chalias b'Shabbos, if Yud Aleph comes out on Shabbos, which cannot happen in our calendar. Kfar v'yaros kedolos magdimim mekarim l'yom knisa, both the people from the villages, and since the people from the big cities can't read on Shabbos, will read it on Thursday. Kfar v'yaros kedolos, and the people from the Chalias b'Shabbos, Kfar v'yaros kedolos magdimim mekarim l'yom knisa, they read it on Thursday. U'mekafes chaymoy, read it L'machar, on Sunday. Chalias Achar Shabbos. If Purim comes out on Sunday, Kfarim Magdimim L'Yom HaKnisa, the people from the villages read it on Thursday, which is Yud Aleph. Ayaros Gedoilus, the people from the city, Karim Bay B'Yoyim, read it on Sunday. And Mekafes Chaimus, read it L'machar on Monday, which is Tezvav Adar. Mefarshim asked an interesting question. The Mishnah is giving us a scenario of every day of the week when your Dalet is. What day of the week does the Mishnah begin? With Monday. Mr. goes, what happens if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday? So it's an obvious question. We should have started with the beginning of the week. Why didn't the Mishnah start at Purim is Sunday? Why did the Mishnah wait to go Sunday the last? Sunday should be the first. Isn't Sunday the first day of the week? So Farshim say that the Mishnah began with Monday for a very important reason. Because even though we're learning, and we're going to spend a little more time in a moment learning this, that the people from the villages are allowed to read the Megillah on the Monday or Thursday prior to your Dalet Adar, the Mishnah is teaching us, yes, the halacha is that they're allowed to. But that's not lechatchila. Lechatchila, when are they supposed to read the Megillah? On your Dalet. So if the Mishnah would use the first example, when your Dalet is on Sunday, it would come out that the first case the Mishnah is giving us is a case where the people are reading it not on your Dalet. That's not the first case the Mishnah wanted to teach us. The first case that the Mishnah wanted to teach us is a case where everybody's reading the Megillah on the proper day. Which is the proper day? Your Dalet. Continues the Mishnah. Continues the Gemara. We learned Megillah in the Kras, Mir Aleph. The Megillah could be ready read 11 days in Od. Ask them, Menolan. Ask them, what's the question, Menolan? Menolan could be in the Maim Lekamon. The reason is, as we're going to learn, and Daftalah the Mitzvah Shem, Chachoma Kila Al Kforim, Chachoma allowed the people in the villages, Lios Magdimim Loyama Knisa, that they could read the Megillah the Monday or Thursday before your Dalet Adar, Kadesh Yisapku Maim Mosim Lachim Shemakrochim, that they should be available on Purim to supply the people in the town with food. So I saw the Ritva asks a very obvious question. When we learned the Mishnah, we said, why do the people from the villages read on Monday or Thursday before? So we explained, because they're in town already the Monday or Thursday before, so we don't make them come back to town again. Here the Mishnah is giving us a whole different reason. The Gemara is giving us a whole different reason, that they should be available to supply the people in the cities with food. So what is the reason? So Ritva says a beautiful teretz. I think we could relate to the teretz. He says the Jewish calendar, unlike the secular system, is a firm calendar. If Purim comes out on Tuesday or Wednesday, if a Yontif comes out on Tuesday or Wednesday, and it isn't convenient for our schedule, it would be easier if Yontif was on Sunday, Monday. Do we manipulate the calendar? Chas v'shalom. The date is the date. So all of a sudden here comes Purim, we're manipulating the calendar. And we're making Purim, we're telling them, yeah, if you can't make it on Tuesday, make Purim on Monday. What's going on? Says the Ritva. Of course, just because they're in town only on Monday, and it's a schlep to come back to town on Tuesday, that's not a reason to change what the Yontif is. The reason is we want to enhance the observance of Purim. How will we enhance the observance of Purim? By making it easier for these people, that they should be able to give us food on Purim, Simchas Purim. It's a very important part of Purim. And therefore, combined with the fact that they're in town anyway, on Monday and Thursday, and we want to enhance the observance of Purim, that's why Chazal said we should read the Purim, read the Megillah from the people from the villages on Monday and Thursday. Says the Gemara, so what is the question? Says, Anan Hachi Kamina, this is the question. Nichti, Kule Anshe Knesset Agdala Tekninu. All the times when Megillah is read was established by Anshe Knesset Agdala. These Akadatach, Anche Knesset Gdoyla, Yudale V'Tezvav Tukin. If we're going to say that the only days that Anche Knesset Gdoyla allow us to read the Megillah are only Yudale V'Tezvav Odor, the question is, Os Rabbonin, V'Akri Takanta, the Tekinu Anche Knesset Gdoyla, do the Rabbonim have a right to change the rules, what the Anche Knesset Gdoyla established? For now we know a rule from throughout Shas, that Ein Bezdin Yochel Levatel Divrei Bezdin Chaveroi, a later Bezdin has no right to change what an earlier Bezdin did, unless it's greater, which we know it won't be greater. There is no Bezdin greater than Anche Knesset Gdoyla. So the Gemara's question is, if the only days that the Anche Knesset Gdoyla said as Purim are Yudalit and Tezvav, how could that be touched? Even if there's a good reason. So Rabbi Chanan asks Gevalda Gekasha. Yes, we see that Bezdin does have such a right. Midaraisa does a chiv to lay Megillah on Shabbos. Not Midaraisa, Midrabbanan. Midaraisa does a chiv to blow the shofar on Shabbos. Midaraisa does a chiv to take the dalamidim on Shabbos. What's the halacha? We know, we learned Masechta Sukkah, we learned Masechta Rosh Hashanah, we don't blow shofar on Shabbos, we don't take dalamidim on Shabbos. So you see that the Bezdin has a right to undo what the Torah said. So why are we asking such questions? So I saw three terutzim to this question. One terutz nicer than the next. Rabbi Chanan's answer is like this. He says, when do the Rabbanan have a right to be mevatel, something that the Torah tells us to do, is when we have competing concerns. on one hand, today's Shabbos, we're supposed to blow the shofar today, and on the other hand, we're concerned that you may come to carry. So if you have competing concerns, so Rabban says, Shavat Taisa, do nothing. When it comes to reading the Megillah on an earlier day, there's no competing concerns, there's no two concerns that the Rabban say don't do anything. So then the Rabban have no right to change the date. That's one teretz. Another teretz, a very big chiddush, Sfasema says, is when do the Rabbanan have a right to manipulate when we're dealing with a deraisa? Midaraisa, there's a chiv to blow shofar on Shabbos. Midaraisa, there's a chiv to take dalaminim on Shabbos. The Rabbanan can tell you don't. But here we're talking about a Rabbanan. It's much more difficult to abolish a Rabbanan than to abolish a deraisa. Why? It's a chiddush. Why? Because the deraisa doesn't need any chizik. It's a deraisa. Once we start touching the Rabbanans, says the Sfasemis, then there's no end. So the Rabbanan are very careful not to touch a Rabbanan. Another teretz I saw is also a very nice teretz. When did the Rabbanan say don't do something, even though you're supposed to do something? Because they're concerned you may come to do an Aveira. We're concerned that if you blow the shofar in Shabbos, you may come to carry the shofar. If you're going to take the Dalaminim on Shabbos, you may come to carry. So today, to make a siyog, they tell us don't do anything. Here there's no siyog that tells us, because of that, don't read the Megillah on the right date. So they have no right. So the Gemara is saying, if the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila established that the only days which are Purim are Yudalan and Tezvav, how can we touch it? Says the Gemara, El Pshita, what must we say? Kule Anshei Knesset HaGdoila Tekino. All the dates listed in the Mishnah were said by Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. Is the question, Hechremiza, where in the Megillah do we see that Yudal of Yubayz and Yugimbo are days that we read the Megillah? The Megillah only speaks about Yudal and Tezvav Adar. Answers the Gemara, Omer Rav Shem Baraba, Omer Rav Yochanan, Omer Kro. The Pasuk says, L'kayim Yimei Apurim Eilu B'Zmaneihem. Zmanim Harbei Tiknu Lehem. There are many dates that were established for reading the Megillah. Ask the Gemara, Haimi Baile L'Gufay. I need the Pasuk to teach me that there's Yudal Adar and Tezvav Adar are days of Purim. Answers the Gemara, Im Kein Le Mekroz Man. If that's all the Pasuk was teaching us, the Pasuk could have said the words Man. My Zman Nehem. Why does the Megillah use the words Man Nehem? Zmanim Tuvah. To teach us, there are many days on which the Megillah may be read. Ask the Gemara, Vakat Mi Boile. Zman Shalzeh Loika Zman Shalzeh. To teach us that the people of Yudalid have to read the Megillah on Yudalid, and the people of Tezvav have to read the Megillah on Tezvav, and they can't do other days. And this is Negel Alocha. What happens if the only Balkaire we have here in Yudalit is somebody who's supposed to read the Megillah on Yudalit, on Tezvav? So there the Paiskim are Mekel. Because Yudalit is easier. But if it's vice versa, if we're in a place, let's say in Yerushalayim, and the only person available to read the Megillah is somebody who has to keep Purim on Yudalit, it's very difficult to Alpi Alocha to use him as the Balkaira, because the people from Yudalit under no circumstances could observe Purim on Tezvav. So we need this to teach us that Yudalit is Yudalit, Tezvav is Tezvav, not to be mixed up. Answers the Gemara, Im Kein Lemekroz Manom. If that's all the Pasuk was teaching us, the Pasuk should have used the words Manom. Mai Zmanehem. Why did the Torah Megillah use the words Zmanehem? Shema Minakula. To teach it's both Zmanesh Shalzeh like Zmanesh Shalzeh. And also to teach us that there are other days that you can read the Megillah, your Aleph, your Beis, your Gimel. Ask the Gemara, if so, Eim Zmanim Tuva. Maybe it's not just these 3 days. Maybe it's many more days that you can read the Megillah. Answers the Gemara, Zmaneim Dum Yed Zmanim. We compare the extra days to the days that are mentioned in the Megillah. Ma Zmanim Trei. In the Megillah, there are 2 days mentioned, which are Purim. Yudalit and Tezvav. Av Zmaneim Trei are 2 days. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis. Ask the Gemara, if it's only 2 days, Eim Atreisa Talesa. It should be the 12th and 13th. Yet our Mishnah said that we read the Megillah 11th, 12th, and 13th. Answers the Gemara, K'ramar HaShmu Yitzchak, Yud Gimel Zman Kehle L'Kolhi. For the 13th, I don't need a Pasuk. Because Yud Dalid was the day of Tanis Esther. For like Tzarech L'Rboye. I don't need a Pasuk to teach us that that day is the day you can read the Megillah. And the Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand this. Some say since everybody used to gather for Tainus on the 13th, So it's obvious that we could read the Megillah on the 13th. Others say because it was the main day of the Nes. Because on the 13th of Adar is when they fasted and davened and did tshuva. So certainly that's a day that's Purim. In fact, I saw a beautiful Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says, if so, that the 13th is such an obvious day that that was when the Nes happened, so why do we celebrate Purim on Yud Aleph Tezvav? We should celebrate Purim on Yud Gimel. So Sofer says, a Mori de Gechidish. He says, by right, we should celebrate Purim on Yud Gimel. He says, you know, but he says, Purim is a Yontif, we're very busy. Mikra Megillah, Shalach Manas, Matanas Lav Yainim. There isn't much time to learn on Purim. If the whole world will celebrate Purim on one day, we'll have a day without learning. So that's why the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila said, we should have 2 days for Purim. Yudal and Tezvav, not one day. And like that, some people are keeping Purim on Yudalid, so the people from Tezvav will learn that day, and vice versa. I saw another vart, that the word Yud Gimel, what makes Yud Gimel so special? Yud Gimel is B'gematria Echad, one. When Klal Yisrael is Echad, when Klal Yisrael is Ba'achtus, that's when a Nes happens to Klal Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, V'Meshitzu V'Shifsa. We added 2 days to reading the Megillah. But why do we say that they should be the 11th and 12th of Adar? Maybe they should be the 16th and 17th? Answer the Gemara V'lo Yaviksiv. That says the Megillah can't go past the 15th. So I saw two pshat and why not. One pshat, the Kedushas Levi says, every Yontav has hashpos. It has time when the Yontav begins. And it has special power, so to speak. When does that begin? It begins 30 days before Yontav. The 16th of Adar is already within the 30 days before Pesach. So you can't have Purim. It's already Pesach time. So that's why we have to go back, not later. Another pshat that I saw, which is a good lesson in life. If you could do something earlier, or you could do something later, do it earlier. So if it's a choice of Yud Aleph Yud Beis, or Shitzer Shifzer, we choose Yud Aleph Yud Beis. Reshma ben Achmeni Amar, how do we know that the Megillah is read Yud Aleph Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? Amar Kro, the Pasuk says, in the Megillah, Kiyama Shanochba Mayuhudim. Yomim Kiyamim. We're adding 2 more days, like the original 2 days that were Mechuyim. L'rabbis, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Adar that we create the Megillah. Again, ask the Gemara, V'Metreis V'Tleis. So maybe the days we add are 12 and 13, not 11, 12, 13. Answer the Gemara, for 13th, I don't need a Pasuk, like we just learned. Omer of Shimba Yitzchok, Yud Gimel Zman Kilo L'Kalhi. It's a day that's certainly a day that we could read the Megillah, because it's a day we all get together. V'Letzarech R'Buyim. Again, ask the Gemara, V'Meshitz V'Shivzer. So the Gemara, for that, I don't need that. Those aren't the days, because V'Lo Yavikziv. Ask the Gemara, Rav Shimon Achmeni, my time aloy amav is manayim. Why doesn't he agree with the limit from the words manayim? Answer the Gemara, zman zmanim zmanayim loy mashmalay. He doesn't agree with this approach. So I saw from the Gvura Sari, that even though he doesn't agree with learning from the words manayim, he does agree with the limit of zmanom, that a person from Yudalit should not read in Tezvav, and a person from Tezvav to Yudalit, that he agrees with. He doesn't agree with zmanayim, teaches us extra days. Rav Shimon bar Abba, my time aloy amav b'kiyamim. Why doesn't he learn from that pasuk? Amalech hahula daris tuduksev. That pasuk is telling us that the Purim continues for future generations. Amar Rabbi Bavachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, zu divrei Rav Akiva sismusma. This that we Mishnah taught us, that we read the Mishnah, that we read the Megillah Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel, is going according to Rav Akiva. Why is he called sismusma? Because many stam mishnayis, anonymous mishnayis, were authored by Rav Akiva. The door is man, zmanim, zmanayim. Avachamayim, the chum hold, ain't kain ha'sal av zmana. They hold, we only read the Megillah, either Yudal or Tezvav. Ask the Gemara, how can we say so? May say, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai, when is the Megillah read on Yudal, Yud Aleph, Yud Gimel? V'zman shishonim kitikunam, when everything is fine. V'Yisrael, Shurim ad Moslem, Klai Yisrael, Aron et Yisrael. Av v'zman hazeh, nowadays, Hoyl Mestaklimbo, Ain't Karnas of Bezmana. We only read the Megillah, either Yudalot or Zvav. What is Pshat Hoyl Mestaklimbo? That's the reason we only read the Megillah on Yudalot or Zvav. So I saw 3 pshatim. One pshat is that they didn't have fixed calendars. When did they know it was Pesach? 30 days after Purim. But if the date of Purim will fluctuate, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, so they're going to get mixed up when Pesach is. And they may come to eat Chametz on Pesach, so that's why it has to be firm, Yud Aleph Tezvav. Another teretz, another pshat, is that we know that the poor people rely on Purim from Matanas Lav Yoinim. So we're not going to have a firm date when Purim is. They may make a mistake and not be able to get the Matanas Lav Yoinim, which they so much depend on. A third pshat that I saw from the Yerushalmi is not mistaklin. Mistaknin, Lashon Sakana. If we make Purim into such a big yontif, we celebrate it for 5 days, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph Tezvav, Yud Aleph Tezvav, so Purim becomes a whole week of fear. And the Goyim have a very hard time watching us Jews celebrate for such a long time. So that's why in Golis, they limited Purim should not be more than 2 days. Rabbi Yehuda Aliv Daman. So now let's understand who's Rabbi Yehuda going according to. Elaim Aliv the Rekiva. If he's going to say according to Rekiva, according to Rekiva, feel this man, Hazei Yisrael Haitakanta. Rekiva, who's the Tan of our Mishnah, holds that even nowadays, after the Golis, the Megillah is read on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. And the Mefarshim say, how do we know? Because Rabbi Kiva lived most of his life after the Churban. And even though the Mefarshim say, sometimes we find Mishnayis refer to things that happen Hilchas L'Mashicha, so they say, in Kachim, obviously it's Hilchas L'Mashicha, we don't have a base of Mikdash. But Mishnayis that are written regarding Halachas that are relevant, this Man Hazeh, we take the Halach L'Maisa, we don't speak about something that's not relevant. Elalav, Aliv, the Rabbanon. It's going according to Rabbanon. And what's Rabbi Yehuda saying? Uvizman Shishonim Kitikunim, Vishwal Shurim Ad Masam, when everything is fine, Mi Karina, we do read on Yud Aleph Yud Beis and Gimel. Tiyufta the Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyufta, so Rabbi Yochanan is refuted because according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbanon, we never read the Megillah Yud Aleph Yud Beis and Gimel, which is obviously not true. Ikadamri, another version. Am Rabbi Babachan, Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Diver Rabbi Kiva Sisma. This is the version of our Mishnah according to Rabbi Kiva. Aber Chacham Oimrim, Bezman Ezeh, the Chacham hold, Hoyle Mestaklim Ba, in Koine Esel Bezmano. So then Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham are the same. When everything is fine, they agree with Rabbi Kiva that we read the Megillah, even Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. When we're in Golis, it's only Yud Aleph Tezvav. Tanya Nami Hochi, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Emes Ha Bezman Shonim Ketikunam, Yisrael Shurim Alad Mosam. Aber Bezman Ezeh, Hoyle Mestaklim Ba, since we rely on the Megillah, like we explained in different Pshatim, in Koine Esel Bezmano. Continues the Gemara. Rav Ashi kashla Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Ashi had a steer in what Rabbi Yehuda said. And therefore he established that the Brice is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Explains the Gemara. Umiyam Rabbi Yehuda. Did Rabbi Yehuda indeed say that Bezman is there? Hoyle mistaklim bo, ein koiner so bezmano, that since now there's this concept of Purim that we rely on. That's why you only read it on Yudal and Tezvav. For a minute, I'll ask you a question. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, a Messiah. Rabbi Yehuda's going to teach us on Daf Dalid. Where is there a halacha that we could proceed to read the Megillah on Monday and Thursday? Mokim shenichnasim b'sheni v'chamishi. In places where they used to come in Monday and Thursday, the people from the villages. If the villagers don't come into the city on Monday or Thursday, then we only read the Megillah on Yud Aleph Tezvav. But what do we see Rabbi Yehuda say? In a place that we do have villagers coming into the city on Monday and Thursday, we read the Megillah. So we see we have a kashan Rabbi Yehuda. And like the Mefarshim explained, because if Rabbi Yehuda was drawing a distinction between when we're in Golis and that, he should have drawn that distinction. The fact that he doesn't is a proof that he doesn't make that distinction. And that's why, Mukum Leila Brysa, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, that's why instead of saying that the Brysa that says that when we're in Golis, we don't read the Megillah, and the Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Ask the Gemara. Umshum the Kashla, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, because there's a stira in what Rabbi Yehuda says, Mukum like Rabbisa, Rabbi Yehuda, is that enough of a reason just to change our position and say that Bryce that says it's going according to Yehuda is not going according to him? Says the Gemara, that's not what happened. Ashi Shmile, what Rav Ashi heard was the Ikka the Tana like Rabbi Yehuda. Some said that the author of this Bryce was Rabbi Yehuda. Vika the Tana like, some said that the author of this Bryce was Rabbi Yehuda. Midakashle, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. And now that Rav Ashi saw that there was a contradiction what Rabbi Yehuda said. Amma, not the Tanna like Rabbi Yehuda, the one that said that the author of the Brisa is Rabbi Yehuda, lav dafka, might be incorrect, because by saying that the author of this Brisa is Rabbi Yehuda, we have a stira. Man the Tanna like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, but the Bandam that says it's going according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, which avoids any stira, dafka must be the right mandama. So we learned, Krachem Mekopim Chaim Moshe Shuba Nun, Kairan Bechamisha Asr. They read the Megillah on 15 days in Adar. Menani Mili, how do we know this? Amar Rava, the Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Al Kena Yudim HaProzim, the city, people who sit in Prozim. Prozim means city without a wall. Why does it mean a city without a wall? Because Proz means scattered. People who live in a city with a wall are encircled by the wall that keeps them within the wall. If you don't have a wall, you can be scattered. Akan Ayudim HaProzim, HaYoshim Ba'ad HaProzim. Near the Prozim, since the people in the unwalled cities read the Megillah Ba'aba Asa, it must be Mekofim B'Chamish Asa. The people in the walled cities read it on 15. Ask the Gemara, maybe the way to understand it is, Aim HaProzim Ba'aba Asa. Maybe the people who live in the unwalled cities read the Megillah on the 14 days of Nisan, of Adar. Mekofim, klal klal loy. They don't read the Megillah at all. They don't observe Purim at all. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, what's the Havamina? That just because they live in a walled city, they shouldn't hold Purim? So the Pnei Yeshua answers, in the name of the Ramban, he says that since they lived in walled cities, so people who live in walled cities are more protected. So since they're more protected, they don't have that much to worry about, and that's why they maybe don't have to observe Purim. Because who was in danger? People who lived in unwalled cities. But people who lived in walled cities weren't that much in danger, and perhaps shouldn't observe Purim. That's the Gemara's Havamina. Says the Gemara, V'lav Yisrael Ninu. Even if they lived in walled cities, is that a guarantee of protection? According to Pnei Yeshua's way of learning the Gemara. V'oid, furthermore, let's look at what it says in the Megillah. In the Megillah it says, Ma'id about Kushik Siv. All of the world, with all of Jews in the world were exposed. Ask the Gemara. Maybe the people that live in the unwalled cities observe Purim of 14 days in Adar. Mekofim, the people who lived in the walled cities, Ba'abesa B'chameser, could either keep the 14th or the 15th. Keep the 14th and the 15th. Keep civilly as Oisim, as Yom Abba Asal Chodesh Adar, as Yom Chamisha Asaba B'chol Shana B'shana. So perhaps it's not that they hold the 15th, it's that they hold the 14th and 15th. Answers the Gemara. If the wording of the Megillah would be you'd be right. People in the walled cities should observe Purim both Yudal Adar and Tazav Adar. However, Hashta, the Ksiv, that it says in the Megillah, Es Yoyim Abba Asar, Ves Yoyim Chamisha Asar, Asa Es Uposit. The word Es and separates it. Hani, the people in the unwalled cities observe Purim by Abba Asar, the Hani and the people in the walled cities, the Chamisha has to keep it on 15 days in order. Veima asked the Gemara, perhaps, Prohazim, the people in the unwalled cities, keep it, Babas, observe Purim, 14 days in order. Mekofim, the people in the walled cities, Ibo Babesi, Baba Chamesa, have the option of either 14 or 15. Amakra answered the Gemara, like we learned on Amaral, Bismaneim, Zmanashal Zeh. Your Dalit is your Dalit for the unwalled cities, Tezvav is Tezvav for the walled cities. So Meshech Chochma says a beautiful pshat why the Anshei Knesset Gdolah made this rule. We learned that until a person is out of the tzaris, he can't say Hallel. So the people in the cities that were walled, like Shushan, weren't out of danger until Tezvav. That's why Chazal told us, wait till Tezvav to read the Megillah. Veimer, B'tleiser, yes, we said that the people in the walled cities and the people in the unwalled cities don't have the same day. But who says it should be 15? Maybe it should be 13? Answers the Gemara, Kishushan. Just like Shushan observes Purim on Tezvav Adar, as the Megillah explicitly says, so too anybody with a wall should keep it on Tezvav Adar. This is regarding all the other halachas of Purim, Shlach Mana, Suda, etc. Minolan. How do we know that for Kriyas Megillah, we also say that it's different dates? Maybe everybody should read the Megillah on the same day, Yud Aleph Adar. Or Makra answered the Gemara. The pasuk says, "Vayom Eilam Nasim Niskar VeNasim." The day that we do all of the Purim observances is the same day that we read the Megillah. Says the Gemara, "Masisim Delakai Tana." Our Mishnah is not like the following Tana. The Tanya Rav Shuben Karcha Omer Krachem Amakafim Chaim Meis Achashverish. That what is the time that we use to decide which is considered a walled city from that reads the Megillah on Tezvav? We look at the whoever had a wall in the time of Achashverish. My time of Shuman Karcha. What's the reason for Shuman Karcha? Says the Gemara, very simple reason. Kishushan. What's the source for reading the Megillah on Tezvav? Because in Shushan they read it on Tezvav. So we say Shushan is the source. Ma Shushan Mekafes Chaim and Mois Achashverish. Shushan obviously had a wall in the time of Achashverish. The Karim Bechamish Aser. And in that Shushan, the Megillah is read Tezvav Adar. Av Kosh Mekafes Chaim and Mois Achashverish. So to any city that has a wall from the time of Achashverish, Karim Bechamish Aser, not any other time. Not, that's the time that we use as the measuring guide. Ask the Gemara, V'tana D'dam Mai Tama, that he goes from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Answers the Gemara, Yala Prazi Prazi. He learns Xer Shavu, the word Prazim. Ksiv Hocha, it says in the Megillah, Al Ken Yehudim HaPrazim, the Ksiv Hasam, Moshe Rabbeinu, speaks to Klal Yisrael as about to enter at Yisrael, Levad Me'ore HaPrazi Har Me'oid. Ma'al Lahal Mekaf Eschaim Moshe Yeshua ben Nun. And the truth is it wasn't Yeshua ben Nun, it was Moshe speaking. So Mepharshim says it was Yeshua ben Nun that was the one that brought them into Eretz Yisrael. And like we learned at the beginning of this year, this whole point of following the time of Yeshua ben Nun is for cover of Eretz Yisrael. So that's why we mentioned Yeshua ben Nun. Another pshat is Yeshua ben Nun was the one that held battle with Amalek, which is Purim, that they held battle with Haman, which is from Amalek. Afkan, by Purim, the what is the deciding time? The Kavos Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Nun. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Yeshua ben Karcha, Yeshua ben Karcha's explanation that we follow what had a wall in the time of Achashverosh, we could understand. Lo yam katana don, it doesn't hold like our Tana that follows what had a wall in the time of Yeshua. The lesley prazi prazi, he doesn't hold of this gzeira shava, and like Rashi tells us, person can't make up his own gzeira shava. It has to be gzeira shava he heard from his Rebbe, and he didn't hear this gzeira shava from his Rebbe. Ela tana don, our Tana, why does he follow the time of Yeshua ben Nun? Why doesn't he go with the time of Achashverosh? Might, like Rabbi Shua Mekarcha says, my time lo yam Rabbi Shua Mekarcha. Says, well, what kind of question is this? My Tama, this lay prazi prazi. He has this Xeris Shava. Answers the Gemara, El Hakama, El Shushan, according to our Tana, what's Shushan? Like a prazim, it's not like an open city, like a makafim, because Shushan didn't have a wall in the time of Yeshua. Amr Lava, Vamlek Dei, Shani Shushan Ha Vasa Benes. Meaning like this, the time to follow is you'll see if it had a wall in the time of Yeshua, as the Gzer Shava Prazi Prazi teaches us. But Shushan, which is where the Nes happened, and where the original Shushan Purim of Tezvav Adar started, certainly keeps Tezvav Adar, even if it didn't have a wall in the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Continues the Gemara. Bishlam Matanadon, Hanadik said we could understand what it says in the Mishnah, in the Megillah, Medina Medina v'ir v'ir. Medina Medina l'chalak me mekaf mechaim mishush ben Nun mekaf mechaim meisach shverish. We differentiate if it had a wall in the time of Yeshua ben Nun or not. Or Medina Medina ear v'ear nami l'chalak mishushan l'shar yaris. That even though Shushan did not have a wall in the time of Yeshua, still it reads the Megillah on Tezvav Adar. Elav Yeshua ben Karcha. Let's understand the words of the Megillah. Bishlam Medina Medina comes to be mechalak ben Shushan l'shar yaris. Shushan reads Tezvav. Other cities read Yudalit. Ela Iv Iir Lamay Asa. Amalach Rav Shu Ben Karcha. Answers Rav Shu Ben Karcha. Ulatan de Dami Nicha. And according to the Tan of our Mishnah, does the Megillah make that much sense? The way we're learning? Kim Dislay Prazi Prazi. And we already have the Gzer Shava Prazi Prazi to teach us that we look at the time of Yeshua Ben Nun. So then when does the Megillah have to repeat Medina Medina Lamali? When does the Megillah have to repeat those words? El Kra Ladrashu. Hudasa. The pasuk is coming to teach us a different din. What din? Rabbi Shuben Levi Hudasa. The Rabbi Shuben Levi, Krach, Kala Samachloi, a city that has a wall, and everything near the city, the kolan nidrimai, or anything that's visible from that city, and we'll discuss this in the next year, nidnikakrach, is considered like it's part of the city that has the wall, even though it's not within the actual city borders. At kama, how far is that? Anything within the distance from Chamson to Tveria. How far is that? Is a meal. So says, ask the Gemara, v'leim a mil. So just say a mil. What are we saying for Chamson and Tveria? Answers the Gemara, ha-kamashma, what we're learning here is, the shur the mil kamahava, if you want to know how far is a mil, measure from Chamson to Tveria.
You're wrong.
No, I realize that.
I realize that.